Well, it's day two officially of the holiday, day three of the whole trip, and we went to bed last night about 10, just after 10 o'clock, 10 p.m, and slept right through till just after 10 p.m. this morning. It's now 11 a.m, we've had our cereals, and it looks like a kind of very mixed bag today. The forecast was for a lot of rain, and the sunshine just now, but there's some really black clouds up there, and going by the puddles that surround the caravan park and our caravan, there must have been an awful lot of rain during the night. So it was very quiet last night, never heard a thing. We were very fortunate in a very quiet corner here, and to be fair, I think the nearest occupied caravan is probably about, I'd say about 60, 70 feet away from here, which is quite a little bit ways away, and we haven't heard a thing since we come. It's in one of the far ends, so there's not even any through traffic of cars or pedestrians or people walking. It's just been great. It's a really lovely quiet corner. And so the plans today, because of the weather forecast, to have a lazy day. So we'll see what happens after we are showered and have a light breakfast. Who knows? We may go into Bridlington to the main shops. And I suspect we'll probably end up down in Hornsey. There's our great little carvery down there. And we may do that for dinner later on. So I'll keep you updated as we go along. Well, now back in Bridlington, and just about to wander into Boise's big store on about 5 levels, I think. It's a famous store here in Bridlington, and it's not for me, but my wife loves it. 4 or 5 stories of stuff that women like. And before that, we called into the Bridlington railway station, and I have to tell you this. It is the most beautiful railway station I've ever been in my life. Not that I've frequented an awful lot, but I've never seen one as gorgeous as this place, with the flowers, the hanging baskets, the troughs, and the little station bar, old world with the brasswork and parts of railway engines. It's just unique, and it's a gorgeous place. And then we had tea in one of the church fairs. We always pop into this, and fortunately, it was the last day for the summer, and we had great service and great tea. It was a lovely place. Beautiful service. The staff from the church, all volunteers, were excellent. And so now, as I said, in Burlington, and we'll see. I hope we're not too long in Boise. I'd rather get back out into the sunshine. And the funny thing is, in reverse of the weather forecast, it is actually a beautiful day here now. Absolutely gorgeous. More blue sky than clouds. And about 20, 21 degrees, so got a coconut today. I should say that one lovely feature that's in Boise is on the top floor. So you have a little museum to the old store trade. You can go in and view it in the old dimmed light, and the ledgers of old, and scripts, bookkeeping, and how the stores looked years and years ago. It's a lovely little museum. So one thing nice for me to see when I'm in the shop. And it's always nice to have a little walk around about it. It's not big, but it's worth to see. I must say that I love the accents. Basically I love accents, but if I go in the world, but I love an awful lot of the English accents down here. Yorkshire especially, but then we have visitors here and tourists and people on holiday just the same from other parts. It's just great to hear the mixture of voices as you walk along the streets through the shores. It's great. So friendly people as well, you know. That makes a whole lot of difference to your holiday when people are friendly, nice and pleasant, and they are here. That's the bingo you hear in the background, and I won't be going anywhere near that. Well, we've come down from Burlington to Hornsey, and we have just had a lovely meal in the Marine Bar Restaurant, right on the prom, on the north end of the prom, and then had a beautiful walk along the prom to walk the dinner off. You know, it's absolutely gorgeous here at Hornsey today. This weather report was totally wrong, but I ain't complaining. Taking all the sunshine we're getting, it's absolutely gorgeous here. And we're just doing some of the shops in Hornsey now before we'll set off for a wee joint somewhere else before heading back for the evening. So, yeah, it's amazing the weather, fantastic. Well, it's 9:30 a.m. and I've just come out of the caravan after coming back from Hornsey. We came back, had a cup of tea, and then walked the headland for a bit in the beautiful, beautiful weather. Gorgeous late afternoon and evening. Quite a surprise, actually. And so, as I say, we walked the headland for a bit and then came back to the caravan site. The erosion on the east coast is getting worse and worse. I've taken some photographs of this and I'll try and get some posted up somewhere, somehow. It's definitely eating away at the coast here. And, as I said, I've just come outside for 2 minutes for a breath of this beautiful fresh air as the sun has gone down. It's been a great day. Really happy with the way things went today. So, holiday's going well, weather's better than what it was supposed to be. And tomorrow's supposed to be pretty decent as well, so another day out. So, thanks for listening, folks, listening to my little mini vacation holiday and travels. Bye for now.